Time for Chantel's Roses. What exactly is Chantel's Roses, Chantel?
So essentially, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're kind of feeling like you're not connecting or there's maybe a potential for some cheating, you call us up.
Yep.
And I have a really amazing flower shop that I fake work for.
Exactly.
And I'll call the person and I just say, hey, it's Chantel. I have a dozen extra roses here that they're going to go bad. I need to send them to somebody. And your number was given to me. Who would you like to send these roses to for free? And whose name do you want to put on the card? And that's the zinger.
Yes.
Because depending on what name they put on the card, it's kind of how we'll be able to tell, like, where their loyalty in the relationship lies. It's is it with someone else? Or is it with, you know, our caller, the person who's interested in their finding out what their significant other is doing?
It's our foolproof plan.
Foolproof.
And today we're going to be helping out Jan. Hey, Jan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you? Tell us what's going on. Give us kind of the details.
Okay. So my boyfriend, Bryce, you know, he makes great money, right, in the six-figure range. So, you know, I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him for everything he's accomplished. But he's doing something with that money that's upsetting me, you know, and I know it's his money, but he's been supporting his ex-girlfriend for a year.
He's been supporting
what?
His ex?
His ex, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Paying her rent and car payments and insurance and cell phone. So,
all of it.
Look, okay. All of it, yes. And I know it sounds crazy, but if I'm being honest, the whole thing is pretty messy because he cheated on her with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay, so how does this happen?
I know it's really messed up. It's so messed up. But, I mean, look, you can't help who you fall in love with, you know?
Right.
Like, what do you want from me? The heart wants what the heart wants. So I was sort of friends with her at the time. So, you know, I'm not proud of it, you know?
Were they dating for a while?
2 years. They've been dating for about 2 years when we started seeing each other, yeah.
So what's his reasoning for this?
He was afraid of hurting her because, you know, she was super unstable at the time, like emotionally, you know? And he just didn't want to hurt her in such a fragile state, I guess, you know? And that went on for like several months before he finally, you know, broke up with her.
Yeah.
So to help, I don't know, ease the pain, if you will, he offered to still pay her bills, at least for a while. And, you know, I didn't say anything because I felt guilty too.
Yeah.
But it's been a whole year and it doesn't seem like he plans on stopping. So I'm wondering if something's going on between them.
My question, you know? Is he paying to support you as well?
No, he doesn't support me fully, but, you know, we do live together and he definitely contributes more in that aspect than I do.
Okay.
But I have my own bills that I pay. Like, I pay for my own phone. He doesn't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So you're dealing with this guilt of your own because it's with this friend you're the other woman on, and now he's been paying and you're saying it's been long enough and he won't stop paying. So you're going, wait, does he still have feelings for her? I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
He cheated on her with you. Well, who's to say he's not cheating on you with her? Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. What is her name?
Christy.
Okay. So your ex-friend's name is Christy. So if you want, what we can do is we can actually have Chantel call up your boyfriend, Bryce, offer these dozen roses and see if he wants to send the roses to you or if he wants to send them to Christy. Do you want to do that?
Let's do it.
Okay. Then we will call up Bryce next. Chantel's Roses, catching the cheaters by offering a dozen roses and then seeing who the person wants to send them to. Jan has called us this week. Jan's boyfriend is supporting his ex. Why? Well, Jan's boyfriend, Bryce, was dating this ex when Jan came into the picture. So there's this whole kind of messy...
It's a messy triangle.
It is, yeah. And since then, he's felt bad. He makes good money. He's been supporting her financially. Jan, for a while, was okay with it because she was wrestling with the guilt. But she's like, it needs to be over. It's been a year. Or is Bryce still hooking up with this ex on the side? The ex's name is Christy. Jan, did I get all that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so we are going to call up Bryce. We are going to offer this dozen roses, see who he wants to send them to, and see if he says your name or if he says Christy's name. The only thing I need from you is permission to have Bryce on the radio. Is it okay?
Yeah, you have my permission.
Okay, perfect. That's all we need from the legal department. Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hi, is this Bryce?
Yeah.
Hi, Bryce. This is Chantel from State Street Flowers.
Hi.
Hi. So how's it going?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
So I'm here. We have a dozen extra roses here at our flower shop. And traditionally, the flowers we would sell, but because of the pandemic, we are actually looking to give away the flowers for free to somebody who would like to gift them to somebody else instead of just letting them go bad in our refrigerator.
Okay.
And so I was wondering if by chance you would like to send these flowers free of charge, we'll deliver them and everything, to somebody in your life.
Okay. Do I have to sign up for anything?
No, it's totally free. I feel bad for the flowers. I'm a florist and they have feelings. So it comes with a card though. So if you'd like to do it, I can start by filling out a card for you.
Okay. Yeah. As long as you're serious, this is free.
Oh, 100%. I promise. There's no strings attached.
All right. Great. Yeah. Let's do it.
Sweet. Okay. So what would you like the card to say?
How about you become more beautiful to me each day?
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay. And then who would you like me to address this to?
To Catalina.
Who the f*** is Catalina?
Hey, Bryce. Hi. I'm going to jump in real quick here. My name is John. You were just talking to Chantel. We actually do a morning show together on Mix 105.1. It's a radio station here in Utah. And I don't know if you could tell, but that is actually your girlfriend, Jan, who's asking a question we all want to know right now.
Yeah.
Who's Catalina? Because we were hoping when you were offered the free dozen roses that you might say Jan's name.
Bryce.
I'm sorry. I don't really know what's going on, but I really rather not talk about
me neither.
It right now.
Who's Catalina? We will talk about it. Who is Catalina?
I don't want to talk about this right now on the phone with you. I'm sorry.
I don't care. Who is she?
She's a friend that I sometimes talk to.
A friend you talk to? Or a friend you're hooking up with? Tell me what's going on, Bryce.
I met Catalina a couple of months ago, and it's not serious.
Wow. You met Catalina a couple. Wow. Okay.
What, can we talk about this later?
Please? Okay. Oh, we will talk about it later. You better get ready to pay me, because if you think Chrissy is going to be the only one getting her bills paid, you have something else coming for you. You're about to have to pay mine too.